Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Dr. Josh Lively. Dr. Lively, thank you for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate you having me in.
So we have you in to talk about something pretty big coming up for the Prehistoric Museum. You guys are launching a new donation campaign, and it's really... I'm intrigued by what you guys are trying to raise funds for here. So let's go a little in-depth into that. What is this campaign to fundraising for?
Yeah, so this funding campaign is through a program called Aggie Funded. Because we're under the Utah State University umbrella, this is the approved crowdfunding campaign platform for USU. So think about things like Kickstarter or GoFundMe. Those are your typical crowdfunding campaign sites. This one is USU specific. And what we've decided to do with our first Aggie funded project here, starting with Giving Tuesday, but going until the end of the calendar year, is to help us renovate our fossil preparation lab. So this is where we actually prep fossils that are coming in from out of the field that are still covered in rock and mud and get them ready for research and exhibit.
And, you know, I think something that really stands out, especially about the USUE Prehistoric Museum, is that you guys are one of six accredited museums by the American Alliance of Museums in Utah, and you're the only one in rural Utah. So really, you're just a great resource for the community, and especially this fossil prep lab. Now, for people who might not know, you touched on it a little bit, but what role does the fossil prep lab play in day-to-day operations at the museum?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of people are kind of familiar from documentaries or Hollywood that we as paleontologists go out and dig up fossils. Utah is one of the best, if not the best place on the planet for dinosaurs and other fossils. And so when we go out into the field, we actually don't remove all of the rock off of the bones while we're out in the desert, while we're in the elements. We actually bring fossils back to the lab in these big field jackets with a lot of rock still around them. And then we remove the rest of the rock in a controlled environment. Now, we want to extract the fossils from rock because that allows us, one, to display them in our exhibit halls, but then also conduct research on those fossils as well. So the lab is basically where all of that goes down. If we take a week to dig up a fossil, it may take a year or more to finish working on that fossil in the lab. So there's a lot of work that goes on there with both our staff, our students, as well as volunteers in the community.
And, you know, I think one of my favorite parts about the fossil prep lab is the clear window you have, the clear view that the general public can have into what you guys are doing in this fossil prep lab. I mean, it's so cool to have such an up-close look at the scientific process, especially with dinosaurs being such a big part of just our history here in Castle Country. Now, with this fund and the money you're raising to renovate the fossil prep lab, what would these renovations look like?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when you touched on us being an accredited museum, which is a really big deal. There are 250 museums here in the state of Utah, and only six of us are accredited, and we're the only one off the Wasatch Front or outside of Cache Valley. Basically what that demonstrates is that we're doing top-tier science, and we're taking care of our resources, connecting with the community in all of the best ways where we're hitting all of the benchmarks that the best practices of the museum industry dictates. But with the fossil prep lab, you know, it's been kind of added to over the six decade history of our museum. And in some ways, I like to kind of think of it as a MacGyvered lab. There are, a few aspects that have kind of been pulled from, other areas. You've got this one big table that was sawed in half to push against the fishbowl component of our lab. And in some ways, that makes it hard to operate when you're dealing with very large fossils. So a number of the things that we're going to be trying to do with this campaign is, one, get actual load-bearing tables and lifts for our fossils. Sometimes we're working on fossils that are well over 1,000 pounds in the lab. The other thing is to get an updated dust extraction system. So when we're preparing rock off of fossil bone, it actually generates a lot of silica dust, which if it gets in your lungs is bad news. So we've got some small mobile dust extractors, but we want to get a more centralized system. We're wanting to add a few things like a fume hood, which will allow us to do acid preparation, which especially out of some of the nodules around here, that's actually something that we really need to be able to do. So really, it's overall, it's increasing the functionality as well as increasing safety for folks that are working in the lab.
And then outside of the impact that it would already have on that fossil prep lab, what kind of impact do you see this having on the museum as a whole?
You know, on the museum as a whole, it will allow us to be much more efficient as far as getting things through the lab. When we're able to work on things more quickly, we can get them into collections, get them into exhibits, and conduct research on them more quickly and more efficiently. We have a number of students, both locally here at USU Eastern, as well as up in Logan, that are working on fossils that have been prepared out of this lab. So it benefits students, benefits our other staff members. In some ways, it'll enhance the visitor experience as well. You know, from a health and safety standpoint, the noise that's produced by fossil preparation and the dust, that can all leak into the exhibit galleries as well. And we've been told by a number of visitors that being able to see that science in action, as you mentioned, is one of their favorite parts of the museum. So being able to do that in a way that is safer and more interactive with the public will be great for the museum as a whole.
Now, I guess the million-dollar question, both figuratively and literally here, is how can we donate to this fund?
Yeah, so the Aggie-funded link, you can find it on our website, the Prehistoric Museum website. So you can just Google that. We've also shared the campaign link on pretty much all of our social media platforms today. And that will be up through the end of the year. So if you're looking to make that tax-deductible donation before the end of 2024, I think this is a really great way to do it. And we've already got a number of donations actually from all across the country coming in from as far away as Pennsylvania. So hopefully we can get some local support here. One of the big things I want to highlight, we do take volunteers from the community, from the university into our lab. And this fall was our first semester partnering with 4-H as well. So we even have had a 4-H middle schooler working in our lab this fall. So this really benefits the community much more broadly than the museum alone.
You know, and on top of everything that you've discussed, you said the magic words there, tax deductible. If helping the community and helping further education and research in the area isn't enough, that tax deduction, it ought to be enough. Now, Dr. Lively, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just one more thing beyond this campaign, I really do want to highlight our volunteer program. If not everyone is able to donate, obviously, but if you can't donate monetarily, but you can donate time, we do take volunteers. We involve folks that have no training in paleontology whatsoever in everything from excavating dinosaurs to working in our lab and collections, and in some cases, even being a part of the research process. So you can find my contact info on the website and come get involved.
Well, Dr. Lively, thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Dr. Josh Lively, and we were talking about the Aggie-funded campaign to help renovate the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum Fossil Prep Lab. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.